Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update.
Stand with Ukraine! Stand with Ukraine!
Demonstrators unveiled what they said was the world's largest Ukrainian flag near the White House and called on U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday to support Ukraine amid its three-year war with Russia. Chanting Stand with Ukraine and Russia Must Pay, a crowd of roughly 1,000 unfurled a 172 by 110 foot, 150 kilogram flag on the Ellipse, a large field near the White House. Adrian Everett was one of the participants.
I think that we have a moral obligation to Ukraine. I think it's just more than just a transactional dollar thing. Right now I feel kind of disappointed that our leadership is kind of taking the amoral path.
Trump has accused Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky of not being serious about reaching a peace agreement with Russia, which invaded Ukraine 3 years ago and has seized about 20% of its territory. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Iran's top leader rejects talks with the U.S. over missile range regional influence.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he rejects a U.S. push for talks between the two countries because they would be aimed at imposing restrictions on Iranian missile range and its regional influence. Speaking to a group of officials Saturday, Khamenei did not identify the U.S. by name but said a bullying government was persistent in its push for holding talks. His remarks came a day after President Trump acknowledged sending a letter to Iran seeking a new deal with the country to restrain its rapidly advancing nuclear program and replace the nuclear deal he withdrew America from during his first term in office. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. North Korea has unveiled for the first time a nuclear-powered submarine under construction. It's a weapon system that can pose a major security threat to South Korea and the U.S. North Korea's state media agency on Saturday released photos showing what it called a nuclear-powered strategic guided missile submarine. It reported leader Kim Jong-un has visited major shipyards where warships are built. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol walked out of a detention center Saturday after prosecutors decided not to appeal a court decision to cancel the impeached leader's arrest warrant on insurrection charges. Reuters' Trevor Coral reports.
The impeached leader waved his supporters and bowed as he walked out of a detention center south of Seoul, where he had been held since January 15th. He remains suspended from his duties, and his criminal and impeachment trials continue over his short-lived imposition of martial law on December 3rd. The Seoul Central District Court canceled Yoon's arrest warrant on Friday, citing the timing of his indictment and questions about the legality of the investigation process. In a statement, Yoon thanked the court, quote, for their courage and determination in correcting the illegality.
That's Reuters' Trevor Coral. German election winner Friedrich Merz's conservatives and the Social Democrats have concluded preliminary talks on forming a coalition government, Reuters' Sierra Lee reports.
The likely next chancellor announced the news to reporters on Saturday, alongside other party leaders.
We have a joint paper that forms the basis for the coalition negotiations, which we may start next week. In conclusion, I would like to say a few words about this. We have essentially reached agreement on three major issues. One is the issue of migration. The second is the issue of finance, and the third is the issue of the labor market and the economy.
In Germany, where coalitions are the norm, governments are typically formed in two phases. Parties first hold exploratory talks and then enter into formal coalition talks.
That's Reuters' Sierra Lee. A war monitoring group now says that the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad has surpassed 1,000. It's one of the deadliest outbreaks of violence in Syria's conflict began 14 years ago. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said in addition to at least 745 civilians, 125 members of the government security forces, and 148 militants with armed groups affiliated with deposed President Bashar Assad were killed. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.